Now, will you notice in verses 2 and 3 here, first verse 2, we have the resurrection now of the Old Testament saints and of sinners. I'm reading verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now, the remnant living in the great tribulation will be preserved. And that great company of Gentiles that are to be saved in that period, they are preserved. And those of the Old Testament who've died that belong to that remnant, and the Gentiles that were saved back in the Old Testament, they'll be raised at the end of the great tribulation. Some, that is, these, to everlasting life. The Old Testament saints are not raised at the rapture of the church. At the rapture, it clearly states, only those which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Only the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we get in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, began on the day of Pentecost. It will end at the rapture. And that is a particular body called the church. And we're told very definitely in 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. Now, Christ told his disciples, who were members of the nation Israel, that they would be baptized by the Holy Spirit and put in the body of believers. John truly baptized with water, the Lord Jesus said, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Now, the church is raptured out of the world, and the Old Testament saints are not raised. Why? Well, because the time to enter the kingdom is at the end of the great tribulation period. When Christ comes, then the kingdom is established. Then they are raised, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're all going to be raised for the kingdom. They're going to enter into the kingdom upon this earth at that time. Now, if they were raised at the time of the rapture, they'd have to stand around with their harps. They could maybe have orchestra practice, I don't know, but they'd just have to be standing around with their harps for 7 years, and I think that would get a little, you know, monotonous. But they're going to be raised at the end, which I think this passage makes very, very clear. Well, now let me move along here, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. Now, God's servants in the dark days of the great tribulation, they'll shine as lights in the world. And believers today are to do the same thing, by the way. And the remnant in that day will be God's witness in the world. And they're going to turn many to righteousness. And the righteousness is Christ, because that's the only righteousness that God is acceptable. Our righteousness is filthy rags in his sight, not in our sight. We think we're pretty good. We look at each other, pat each other on the back, and tell each other how wonderful we are. And, well, we are just a bunch of dirty laundry, friends. And God's not accepting our works. He's accepting the righteousness of Christ. And that's only provided by faith.